Now she moistened her pigment sticks and used them to rub a reddish blush onto her cheeks. Already during my first month in the Okia, I had seen Hatsumomo in her finished makeup many times. I stole looks at her whenever I could without seeming rude. I'd noticed she'd used a variety of tints for her cheeks, depending on the colors of her kimono. There was nothing unusual in this, but what I didn't know until years later was that Hatsumomo always chose a shade much redder than others might have used. I can't say why she did it, unless it was to make people think of blood, but Hatsumomo was no fool. She knew how to bring out the beauty in her features. When she'd finished applying blush, she still had no eyebrows or lips. But for the moment, she left her face like a bizarre white mask and asked Auntie to paint the back of her neck. I must tell you something about necks in Japan, if you don't know it, namely that Japanese men, as a rule, feel about a woman's neck and throat the same way that men in the West might feel about a woman's legs. This is why geisha wear the collars of their kimono so low in the back that the first few bumps of the spine are visible. I suppose it's like a woman in Paris wearing a short skirt. Auntie painted onto the back of Hatsumomo's neck a design called Sanbon Ashi, three legs. It makes a very dramatic picture, for you feel as if you're looking at the bare skin of the neck through little tapering points of a white fence. It was years before I understood the erotic effect it has on men, but in a way, it's like a woman peering out from between her fingers. In fact, a geisha leaves a tiny margin of skin bare all around the hairline, causing her makeup to look even more artificial, something like a mask worn in a no drama. When a man sits beside her and sees her makeup like a mask, he becomes that much more aware of the bare skin beneath. While Hatsumomo was rinsing out her brushes, she glanced several times at my reflection in the mirror. Finally, she said to me, "I know what you're thinking. You're thinking you'll never be so beautiful. Well, it's perfectly true." "I'll have you know," said Auntie, "that some people find Chio-chan quite a lovely girl." "Some people like the smell of rotting fish," said Hatsumomo, and with that, she ordered us to leave the room so she could change into her underrobe. Auntie and I stepped out onto the landing where Mr. Beku stood waiting near the full-length mirror, looking just as he had on the day he'd taken Satsu and me from our home. As I'd learned during my first week in the Okia, his real occupation wasn't dragging girls from their homes at all. He was a dresser, which is to say that he came to the Okia every day to help Hatsumomo put on her elaborate kimono.